531. World Family Doctor celebrated this week. This week's highlights the role and the contribution of family doctors in healthcare systems and around the world. It also serves as a reminder now in level two, some restrictions have been lifted for visits to your GP or family doctor. Barbara Vardy is of Cook Island and Pākehā descent. She is the clinical services manager responsible for the Pacific Navigation and Diabetes Service at Tūoranga Compass Health. Barbara has worked in primary care for 40 years or more and spent a lot of that time working in Porirua. She is on the line with us. Kia ora, Barbara, and thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us.
Kia ora, Iti. Thank you for the opportunity to talk.
Absolutely. Now, we've gone down to level two. What does that mean in terms of healthcare and the expectations of our community? We have been told up until now to stay in our bubbles, but at level two, what does that mean?
Well, what now is available for our practices, and our practices have always been open, but what we've been concerned about is that our Pacific families have been following the rules and staying home in lockdown and maybe not contacting their doctors if they're feeling unwell. So we're just wanting to remind our families that you can call your doctor, and your doctor may see you either in the practice, or they might call you, and the consultation may be a bit different now. So they may call you and talk to you on the telephone, or they may, if you have the technology, they may video call you and talk to you about what's happening. And so you'll be having your consultation maybe when you're sitting at home. But if they're really concerned and feel they need to see you and do an examination, then they will make an appointment for you to come in to see them at the practice. So we're just reminding our families that, you know, you can still see your doctor. It just may look a bit different. And the other thing we're concerned about is we're not sure if families are remembering to go to the pharmacy to pick up their medications while they've been in lockdown. So they've been able to still pick up their medications, but you can only get a month at a time at the moment. So people may have forgotten to pick up the next month. So it's just reminding people to still look after yourself, take your medication, call your doctor if you're feeling sick, and then they will advise you on how they will treat you or whether they need to see you.
So the reminder that you can't just turn up. You must call the doctor.
If you turn up, what will happen is that they will triage you at the door, and they may ask you to go back to your car, and then they will work through their system to see whether they can actually see you or come out to see you in your car. So it will be a bit different. You cannot just walk into your practice now. You need to ring up and make an appointment if you're able to. If you're unable to, then you may have to go to your practice and talk to someone there to see how you can get your support or help.
And also, just to remind people that we're not just looking out for COVID-19. We're not looking for the symptoms of COVID-19. There are people with pre-existing conditions, and they must take care of themselves. And if those conditions are getting worse, they must seek their doctor's advice.
Absolutely. If you're feeling unwell, you must call and speak to your doctor. They will maybe screen you, ask you questions about COVID-19, but they will be asking what are the symptoms you are experiencing. And if you have an illness that you're getting regular medication, then they will ask you questions about their illness, because they really need to understand what is happening with you. And although COVID-19 has been consuming and taking a lot of energy, we do know that a lot of our Pacific patients have a lot of other illnesses that need regular treatment and regular assessment. So they will be making sure that they're asking you the questions to make sure you are really well, and if you are unwell, they will see you.
Given that we've had no new cases in the last couple of days, do we still have those testing stations that were out there? I remember the last time, I think, there was one out at Newtown School. Are people still able to go there, or are they closed now?
So the testing stations have changed a little bit now. So we have a testing station at the Wellington after Hours Medical. So that's in Adelaide Road. So they have a testing station, so you can get directed there. But we also have a lot of our general practices in Wellington have got an extended swabbing service. So if you ring your GP, a lot of our GPs are swabbing. So you may get invited to your own GP and they will swab you probably in the car park. But if they are unable to swab you, they will refer you to our call centre, who will then redirect you to a practice who may be able to swab you, who are closer to where you live. We still have a swabbing centre. It's based at Kenepuru Hospital. So if you've been referred through Healthline or sometimes from your general practice, they might refer you to the call centre, who will then make an appointment at the Kenepuru Swabbing Centre, which is open from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock every day. And Cannons Auditor have a swabbing centre at Cannons Creek. And then up in Kapiti, the after our team medical up in Kapiti also offer an extended swabbing centre there. But a lot of the general practices are now swabbing their own patients. But some are offering to swab people who live nearby who may not be their own patients. So there's quite a range of localities where people can get a swab, which is convenient to where they live.
Now, I'm not sure whether you would have the figures, but with the no new number of cases, myself as a layperson, I am starting to think that this thing is over. We are through it. There are probably nobody with COVID-19 walking around Wellington, and I am becoming complacent. Is that a good thing?
Sorry, I missed that question.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think as a layperson that there is no COVID-19 out there. There have been no new cases, and I'm beginning to think that I can just walk around and not worry about the social distancing. I'm becoming complacent. Should I be?
So I think we still need to be aware that there is a concern that we might have another surge. We're fortunate that we've still got our borders closed, and that anyone that's coming in has still been quarantined. So we're fortunate that we're not likely to get it from overseas. But we still want people to be vigilant. We want people to be thinking about their social distancing, and certainly we want people to continue their hand washing, which they've all been doing since March. So we want people to still be washing your hands, to be careful about social distancing, and still, even though you may have extended your bubble to other family members, to be mindful about who you're socialising with. So keep your distance. Wash your hands. At the moment, we cannot categorically say that there is no COVID-19 in our community. We haven't had a positive case in Wellington for some time, but we're still wanting people to be careful, because now we're going out to school. Our children are going to school. More people are going into the workspace. So we are now mixing more with a wider range of people. So we're not sure what that's going to do. So we are concerned about another surge. So just be mindful, washing your hands, keeping your distance, and monitoring where you are, because we need to know where you are on a certain day, on a certain time, in case we get a positive in Wellington, so that we can help with the contact tracing.
And we've seen from history that it just takes one person to attend a massive gathering for 96 people, a couple of weeks later to have COVID-19.
So we just have to be mindful. So, we've seen how those clusters and spread have occurred. So we just need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to not get COVID-19, and if we do come in contact with it, we do make sure that we isolate ourselves.
Barbara Vardy, what extra support? Is there extra support? People are losing jobs as a result of COVID-19, and some are probably worried about just the fee of going to see a doctor. Is there extra support out there for our community, please?
Yes, so there's certainly that's the next area of concern for a lot of us, because we know that a lot of people have lost their jobs over this time, made redundant just before the lockdown. There's lots of information on the COVID-19 website around welfare support, and there's a whole list of agencies that can offer support. But if you talk to your doctor should be able to link you to an agency for maybe food parcels, or link you to MSD. There's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of agencies that have made themselves available. But if you talk to your doctor in the first instance, they have got connections to a lot of these agencies and can connect you to the right people to help you, because we are concerned that some of our families will have found themselves in a position with the loss of a job where they have to navigate the MSD system, which can be very daunting and complicated. But if you talk to your doctor, my service, the Pacific Navigation Service, we've got several staff who are able to help you navigate that process. And we're understanding that, you know, also some people might have some housing challenges, accommodation challenges. So there have been a lot of agencies who have been stood up to actually support families to be able to make connections and hopefully resolve some of their issues.
And, of course, mental health would have suffered as well, Barbara.
Yes. So we've got, from Toowoomba Compass Health, have got a mental health team who cover a range of services and have a range of specialties within that service. And as have the other PHOs. So if you or your family are experiencing some mental distress, please contact your GP and they will connect you to someone who can actually help you and talk to you to help you work your way through this. So we are expecting to start seeing some increase in that need through just the fact that they've been locked down, the loss of connection for people, relationships being tested. So we know that there might be some of our family who need a little bit of help and support in this area. So just go to your GP first, and then they can actually connect you to the right people.
Barbara Vardy, for your time and for your work, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ete.
That is Barbara Vardy, Clinician Services Manager, responsible for the Pacific Navigation and Diabetes Services at Toowoomba Compass Health.